This is Lori Prox, and I am here with Luca, and I have screwed up your name three times, so you get to say the last name. How's that for an intro?
Stricagnoli.
Stricagnoli. See, I can say it after you say it. I like the way you say that, by the way, and I think I'm going to like the way that you guys play guitar here in Valdez Monday night for the International Guitar Night. So excited. It's going to be 7 o'clock at the Civic Center. Valdez Arts Council, as always, bringing us amazing shows. But thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to us a little bit about the show and what it's going to be like. But before we get to that, I always like to ask visiting artists how their travel is going. So tell us where you've been traveling and where this interview is recorded on Friday. So tell us where you are and what your experience is with Alaska so far.
Well, we just arrived. We arrived like yesterday night, and we're currently trying to fight our jet lag while rehearsing. And many of us met for the first time, so we did not know each other before. And so it's been fun. We're just getting to know each other, practicing a little bit, and having a lot of coffee.
So you guys are put together for the show, and you're very much individual guitar performers, right?
That's correct. Each of us normally has this solo career. Everybody does his own thing. And then they just put us together for this project. And it's really cool to get to know each other and then within 2 days be on stage together.
Now, will you be playing together on stage or will you each have your own individual?
Both things. Because first of all, we want to showcase the individuality of each of us so that we can showcase our own styles in the first set. And then in the second set, we do duet. So we do combination of two, right, with each of the others. And finally, we finish with some quartets so that people can experience both the singularity and the combination between us.
And you're probably very well practiced with the individual pieces, but putting together a duo with just a few days is tough.
Yes.
So how is that going? I want to hear the details. Give us the dirt on that. How's it going?
Oh, that's really fun, you know, because, for example, some of us, such as myself, I must to play alone all the time. I do solo shows, also Janet, also Tule many times. For example, Ludo plays with lots of people. He's like an improviser. So there are always different kinds of background, and it can be challenging sometimes, but so far we always figured a way to be ready for stage time.
All right, Can you introduce the four performers and the countries they're from? And then we'll ask you a little bit more about yourself and get a chance to talk to them as well.
Yeah, that's great. So, I'm Luca Stricagnoli from Italy. We have our host, which is Lulo Reinhardt from Germany, the Gypsy King. And then we have Thule from Vietnam, and we have Janet Noguera, which is from originally from Mexico, but living in America, so Mexican-American.
Wow. So is this going to be a very culturally vibrant show, I would imagine? Lots of styles?
Yes, for real. From A to Z. We got everything here.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about your style.
I'm into fingerstyle, so I have several really strange guitars with me. One of them, for example, has three necks, one of which is reversed, which sounds really strange to say, but it's a bit more easier when you see it in person. So essentially, I do percussion and a bunch of weird things on the guitar.
Well, all right.
I like to play. I like very much to play famous songs, like pop songs, rock songs. Trying to play all the parts of the band members. So kind of modern stuff.
Oh, very cool. And
AC/DC. You know.
Yeah. What? So now you've practiced with these other guitarists. So I'm going to ask each of these everyone this question. But what is the one thing that you went, oh, I've never seen that before with your other bandmates?
Well, right today, Janet, we're playing a quartet of her, which has like really, really many changes of a rhythm, which is something that I don't normally do. For example, this is like being a challenge of the moment. Or sometimes, you know, when Lulu improvises, he also like has total freedom in the rhythm. And so it can be like something challenging for me. He used to play pop songs in 4/4, you know. And so, yeah, it's a learning experience, International Guitar Night, because you get to know skills that other, you know, that you don't have, and you learn them on the spot.
Well, excellent. So pretty excited about Monday night, 7 o'clock at the Civic Center, International Guitar Night. And could you pass along, can we talk to one of the other artists, and we'll see, ask them a little bit about what they're planning to bring to the show.
I'll pass you Janet.
All right.
Hello.
Well, hey, Janet, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, good. We're excited to see you here in Valdez for International Guitar Night on Monday. And wanted to ask you what you're bringing to the show. What is your style? What can we expect to see here in Valdez, Alaska?
My style is also modern, like Lucas, but it's not as crazy. I guess that's the simple way to put it. But yes, my style is very modern. I play mainly like standard steel string acoustic guitar, but my music is kind of like a combination of many different genres. But I use all these modern techniques like tapping, percussion, open tunings, and all of that. And my music is mainly just like original music. That's kind of like what I focus on.
Excellent. Yeah. And so you've now met Luca and the other members that are coming. So it sounds like this is going to be a show for all ages. Am I right?
Yes, definitely. All ages, all everything.
Very good. So now, do you play the melody then, or because this is all guitars, right? No vocals. It's.
I think Lulu introduces some vocals. Yeah, some really beautiful singing in there.
But it's most like scat singing, you know.
Oh yeah.
We're going to get some scat singing?
Exactly.
All right, we're going to get some scat singing. And then I would like to see a guest performance from Luca, who's doing it from the background there, right?
this was Lulo.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Okay. Well, I think Luca needs to give it a go.
Okay. Well, I don't want to ruin your career life, so let's avoid that. I'll stick to guitar.
Very good. So I want to ask you, Janet, what is the one thing practicing with these fellow musicians that has you've said, wow, I've never seen that before?
Well, I think that's the instrument. We're still, you know, going over the music that we're playing, and of course everyone has their own style, and it's really unique. But I think that there is still more to discover with this artist, because just one day is like not enough. You know, they all have a lot of repertoire and a lot of stuff to give and to put out there. But so far, I've been blown away by their playing and all their, you know, all their skills that I don't normally see and normally just have.
Now, so, Janet, yeah. If somebody's not a guitar player or they're not that much into guitar, it sounds like this show is going to be so full of variety that any age, any, you know, somebody who's maybe not a musician, what are they going to get out of this show? I mean, it sounds very entertaining for anyone, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think the dynamic of like switching from like solo to duets and quartets is going to be quite entertaining. Besides the fact that the music is just different, it's a mix of many things. I definitely think that this whole concerts are for everyone, you know, all ages, not just for musicians, because some music is very complex that it's like might be more interesting for musicians, but if you're not a musician, you can just sit back and enjoy the music, enjoy the journey. Yeah.
Very good. Well, we're so excited to have you here on Monday night, and that's at 7 p.m. at the Civic Center. And let's find out. There's two more artists. It's going to be such a big show. I'm getting more and more excited about going myself, so that's the idea here. Hopefully Arts Council goes to a lot of work to bring this act in, and it's an international show traveling all over. So pretty excited. So who do I get to talk to next?
Hello, it is Thule.
Oh, hey, Thule, how are you?
I'm good and very much high on jet lag.
You're high on jet lag. Well, thank you for traveling all the way to Valdez, Alaska. Now, did you come direct from Vietnam?
Yeah, I'm originally from Vietnam, but actually I'm living now in Bahrain, you know, in Middle East.
Oh, you live in Bahrain. Wow.
Yes. So, yes, I came a long way, more than 30 hours. 30 hours
trip. Well, I guess you're high with jet lag. So, a progressive classical guitarist, that's how you're billed. Tell us what that means and what you're bringing to remote Valdez, Alaska for us on Monday night.
Well, I'm a classical player. So, in general, I play classical music, you know, like Johann Sebastian Bach, Mozart, Beethoven. But also, I play some Latin American or Spanish classical pieces, and of course music from my native country, from Vietnam. So yes, what I'm looking forward to share with the International Guitar Night is some Vietnamese music and some classical pieces. And also I've been have a wonderful experience already rehearsal with the group here.
Well,
and
now
really we are all in different styles, and I feel like I learned so much from them.
What is the one thing that made you say, wow, I've never seen that before, this is amazing?
Well, there's more than one thing that made me say wow here. It is with Luca, with his percussion style guitar. I mean, on the bass guitar, just look at you already say wow, even before he touched his hand in there.
It's a he has three necks. Luca has three necks.
Well, three or more, nobody knows yet. You just have to be wet and be surprised.
Okay.
You're so jealous about that.
Yeah. And then with Lulo, with his style, of course, amazing, but his skill of improvisation and the ability of creating, it's just really nonstop and unbelievable. We just had like a few hours rehearsal. And Janet with her composition, very modern and very unusual, and we are all struggling a lot.
All right, because you, for folks who missed the first part of the interview, you are four guitar artists coming together, and then you have a few days to get to know. So I'm imagining we're at the beginning of your tour, right?
Yes, the very first step. Yes.
How long is this tour?
We will end the tour on March, beginning of March. And where would be our last site?
Somewhere. California.
California.
Yeah.
6th of March will be our last date. Yeah, so 2 months.
Alaska, 2 months. Washington, British Columbia, Ontario, Quebec, Maryland. We're going everywhere.
There we go.
Very good. So international tour, and we get you first. That's so excellent. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot. Should I ask Mr. Reinhardt to scat live on the air for me today? I think I should.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get him on and see if he'll do that for me. Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you Monday.
My name is Mr. Reinhardt. Hello.
Well, hello. How are you? That was quite an introduction. I don't even need to introduce you now. You are...
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
great.
From Germany.
I'm from Germany. Gypsy from Germany. But I'm not a German. That's really important. So that's the way of the gypsy. So, and my family is in Germany since 600 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your guitar playing. What can we expect to see Monday night? I can't describe it. You can't?
Yes. I grew up with gypsy swing. You know gypsy swing? It's like Django Reinhardt was a famous gypsy. He played gypsy swing, so I grew up with this kind of style. Since I was 20, 22, and then I changed my style. I went into Latin American music. I played flamenco, and then like samba music, Brazilian music. And then later I went to Africa many times. I was in Algeria, in Morocco. I was shooting a movie in Morocco about Berbers, about nomads, about the life in Morocco. And just 3 years ago, I went to India, recording in a CD in India, in Calcutta. So my style changed like every single year. Every 1-2 years, I change my style. So I take music from every single country. And that's my life. That's the way I play.
All right, so we can expect to see variety from you? Is there a lot of variety in what you're performing at the show here in Valdez Monday night?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, good. Okay, and what
And this is my sixth time with International Guitar Nut. I played 5 times before. So I played with 15 different guitar players already. And this is really excited. For me, it's still so excited to meet other guitar players, different styles. And like Tulay said before, you can learn from each other. You know, you can, if you're open for this, you have to be open for different styles, and then you can learn so much.
And I have asked everyone, what is the one thing, or you can give me more than one, I guess, that's made you kind of say, wow, this is, I've never seen this before with this group?
Yeah, I have this every single night. And when I met these guys, there's this wow effect in the first minute, because that's a good thing. You know, everyone is a special guitar player in his own style, you know. And I can't play classic music. I can't play fingerstyle. And, you know, but I'm the best guy in copy some things. I can copy many different styles, but the thing is that I don't try to be a classic guitar player. I don't try to be a flamenco guitar player. And I try to play all the different styles in my own way and with my own signature. That's important. You know, don't try to be a classic guitar player if you can't play it. If, you know, you need to grow up with this from the beginning. It's the same as with gypsy guitar. Gypsy guitar players, they're totally unique. And you can see it only by gypsies, because they have the spirit, the feeling. It's the same with flamenco guitar player. That's why I say you don't try to be a copy of something. And this was so important for me, because we have this famous guitar player, Django Reinhardt, and there's only one Django Reinhardt. No one in the world can play one note like Django Reinhardt, not only one note. And that's how I start playing guitar. I would just want to be myself.
Well, great. I'm so excited to catch this show at the Civic Center. It is 7 o'clock, and you guys are literally getting to town. So you're going to drive through Thompson Pass. There's a frozen waterfall, 800 feet high. So look for that.
Wow.
Sometimes there are people ice climbing on it. It's very cold, so it might be frozen. Uh-huh. That might be happening. Mm-hmm. It will not be me doing that. Mm-hmm. And
I hope we have some time for this.
Yeah, you could stop and do a little trek up and down. And then but you're going to hit the ground running and show on Monday night. So have a wonderful first show in Anchorage, and then a great ride here.
Thanks so much.
Very good. And if people want to check it out, there is a website, internationalguitarnight.com.
Yeah.
And you can see the tour schedule is there. Actually, I'm noticing that you're going to be in Bozeman, Montana. So I'm calling my niece, whose husband is an avid guitar player, to tell him.
Ah, great.
So people could check out San Francisco. I can send my brother there. So, check out more information if you want. But it's going to be a great show. And as always, we are a very small town, but our arts council is great. And many times the show here in Valdez, the ticket prices are a little bit better priced than in Anchorage. So we want to encourage everyone listening to get your ticket and all ages and experience this great International Guitar Night, because they're going to a lot of work to get here. And you've gone behind that. There are years and years and years of practice and calloused fingers to bring us International Guitar Night. So we appreciate that. And we will see you. Safe travels.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. See you on Mondays.